to understand the chilek between Parshas Yisroel and Parshas Mishpatim, the connection, better said, the chilek and then nevertheless the connection between Parshas Yisroel and Parshas Mishpatim. Yisroel is a big parsha, a parsha with big moichin. The Rabban Shloilem spoke to Klal Yisroel panim b'panim, dibar Hashem imochem. Parshas Yisroel is a parsha chavalas atayra. Klal Yisroel is zeichet to tremendous giluyim, revelations. Parshas Yisroel, Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha more getting down to basics, getting down to dinim of ben adam lachavera, etc. In between, we have the sugya, the parsha, the psukim of the Mizbeach, Mizbeach Adam Atasli. We have to understand why does the parsha of Mizbeach serve as a kesher between Parshas Yisroel and Parshas Mishpatim. And Bifrat, the last pasuk of Parshas Yisroel, which is really connecting to Parshas Mishpatim, is V'leisale B'malas on Mizbechi. What's the oimik inyan of V'leisale B'malas on Mizbechi? Also, we have to understand Shabbos Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim is a parsha whereby Adar, they were machriz, they announced every Yid has to give his machtzis hashekel. What's the sod of machtzis hashekel? How does machtzis hashekel introduce Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar is the Mishinichnas Adar, Mar ben Besimcha. How does the Indian of machtzis hashekel, how is that Mar ben Besimcha? How is giving a machtzis hashekel Mar ben Besimcha? Mifrat the Gemara Megillah says that when Haman offered Achashverosh so many shkolim, so much money for the decree, for the gzeira against killing the Eden, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rasha, Kodma Shikleim Leshiklecho. In other words, Klal Yisrael already giving Machtzis HaShekel. The Machtzis HaShekel of Klal Yisrael is a tikkun and is a protection against Haman shkolim that he paid Achashverosh. What's the connection between the Machtzis HaShekel and the 10,000 Kikri Kesef that Haman paid Achashverosh? And why is it that Klal Yisrael's Machtzis HaShekel can override Haman's 10,000? But the emes is a very big yisod over here. The last few parashas leading up to Parashas Yisroel, with the climax of Parashas Yisroel, is taka ol inyanim of nisim geluyim. Unbelievable revelations that Rabban Shloilem was megal himself to Klal Yisrael. Parashas Mishpatim, so to speak, is coming down to the, one mustn't call them that, to the smaller halachas, to the halachas of Benonim Lechaveroi, etc. Ki'ilu, that a person, it may seem to a person, Chas V'Shalom, that they're more, so to speak, Benonim Lechaveroi, mundane halachas, Gashmistik halachas, and it's like sort of a come down from Parashas Yisroel, from the earlier Parashas, when we were dealing with the open miracles and the Nisim Geluyim, to come to a parasha of Ve'ela Mishpatim, which is like more could be looked upon as a drier parasha without any great Geluyim. And this is where there's a very important Yisod, which is the Yisod in the transition between the earlier parashas and Parashas Mishpatim, and that is that every Dovah Ruchni, even the smallest Dovah Ruchni, is the greatest thing in the world. Enachanami, in the earlier parashas, we had Nisim Giluyim and Ponim B'Ponim Dibar Shem Imochim. But the emes is that every bit of Ruchnis, even the slightest bit of Ruchnis, is Kol Kulay Gilui Shechina. It's the famous Morinayim. The Morinayim says that by Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem came to visit him, and the three Malachim came dressed up as Arabs, so Avraham Avinu said to the Rabban Shloilem, Al Nosavo Me'al Avdecha. So the Morinayim explains that Avraham Avinu was just zoicha to Gilui Shechina. The Rabban Shloilem came to visit him. He was zoicha to Gilui Shechina. But now he has to tend to a mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. And what he said, Al Nasav Amal Adecha, means that he should feel the same Gilui Shechina that he felt when Hashem came to visit him, because he was a choyla, Hashem came to be Mevaka choyla. The same Gilui Shechina he should feel by every mitzvah. That's what he meant by Al Nasav Amal Adecha. Every mitzvah is Gilui Shechina. We have a zoi kala kachamura. Person should be zoi by mitzvah kala kachamura. Person mustn't make cheshbon as big mitzvahs and small mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is a gilui shechina. Every mitzvah, even the slightest mitzvah, even the slightest mitzvah, mitzvah deraisas, mitzvah derabbanans, everything in ruchnius is contained so much. What was megala this inyan? What was megala this whole idea? That even the smaller areas of avodas Hashem are not really small at all. What was megala this inyan was the Beis HaMikdash. And Beikar, the avoidance of Mizbeach. We know there's three types of korbanos. There's a korban of an asher, there's a korban of a behema, there's a korban of an oni, that's a bird, and then there's a korban mamish of an oni be'evyon, which is a flower offering. And there, dafka by the flower offering, the pasuk says, "Himayikra v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem v'nefesh ki sakriv." And from there, Chazal learn out. The Rabban Shalom says that Rashi brings it down. The minchas oni says Rabban Shalom, "Mala ni olav ki l'hikriv nafshoi." Even though it's only a flower offering, it's the cheapest, it's the smallest, it's the least honorable, the least important looking korban. But nevertheless, here the Rabban Shalom says, "I see his nefesh." And here, from here, Chazal learn out the echad amarbe, the echad hamamit, or with that shechaben libel l'shamayim. If a person is mechaben libel l'shamayim, then even the smallest areas are so big. Even more than that, even deeper, the whole mizbeach bichlal. The Mishnah begins in Yuma, famous Mishnah in Yuma, that Bereshoina in the beginning, in other words, before they made these to make goyrolos, before they used to cast lots, who should do the korbanos? They used to run up the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says at the beginning of the peg base in Yuma, Bereshoina kol mi shoreitz listrim is hamizbeach toyer. And the Mishnah says a story that they were so desperate for the mitzvah that one of them threw off the other one. He fell off from his beach and he broke his leg. And Bezin saw that it was born in the sakana, and that's why they came to the takana to make a pious, to make a goyrel, to see who does the trumas adeshin. Because be'emes, they were so excited that they became wild, out of control with excitement. Which avoid are we talking about over here? We're dealing with the avoid of trumas adeshin. It's not the avoid of the korban tomid, it's the avoid of taking off the ashes, the burnt out ashes from the mizbeach. It was like the dirty job. It was like the non-clean job of cleaning up the mizbeach in order that you could begin the daily avoidah. It wasn't even kilu part of the daily avoidah in certain ways. It was just, so to speak, the sore mirah, so to speak, taking the burnt ashes off the mizbeach, cleaning the mizbeach, and look how they ran up, and look how they got so out of control that one of them pushed the other one down. Here's the gilui. Even though, yes, in Chanami it's Trumas Adeshin, but the Mizbeach, which is Megale, Echad Amarbe, Echad Amamre, the Bavat Shechab in Limba L'Shamayim, that same Mizbeach was Megale, a Mordika Chukar, a Mordika Dveikas in Islavas, even for the smallest things, i.e., even for Trumas Adeshin. And we know there's a Nisim, the Mugara says in Yuma, that there was Nisim in the good times in the Beis HaMikdash, a coin, even if you'd get the tiniest portion, you'd get a little piece, like a pull, like a pea, he'll nevertheless be satisfied. It's the same Inyan. Small, it's very small, but he's satisfied. It's the same Yisod. Even from small things, in Ruchnias, a person's got to be satisfied. Person must feel severe even from small things. The Heligat Tefer Shalom says that the Mishnah in Ovis that says Eza Osha Samech Bechelkoi doesn't only mean with money, that even if he doesn't have a lot of money, he should be happy. It means even in Ruchnias, a person's got to know his koiches. A person has to know, a person mustn't always look at big things and only get impressed with big things in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. A person's got to realize that even small things are very, very valuable. And that's the Tefer Shalom is Eza Osha Samech Bechelkoi. Even in Ruchnias, of course, a person's got to strive. And of course a person's got to have gold, etc. But a person, his gold mustn't let him be mezalzel in the small things. Even the small things are very big. This idea and this yisod is the whole chiluk between Klal Yisrael and Amalek. Or better said, between Yaakov and Esav, that later became the difference between Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yaakov, and Amalek, the children of Esav, the grandchild of Esav. The encounter, the most famous encounter that Yaakov had with Esav, in fact the Malach of Esav, was when Yaakov went back and crossed the river to get the Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim, the small jugs. The small jugs in Avodas Hashem means, you know, the famous Shach al HaTorah. The Shach al HaTorah says that these Pachim were the Pachim of Chanukah. Pachim of Chanukah was a card, was a small Pach that they found with a bit of Shemen. But the whole idea of Dafka Pachim Ketanim is to show that Yaakov Avinu's Ashkofa is that in Ruchnias, even the Dvarim Ketanim, even the small things, the smallest things in Ruchnias, a person has to realize that it really Dvarim Gedoilim V'Nifloim V'Neiroim Ad Mo'id. That's Yaakov's Ashkofa. Esav's Ashkofa is, he says, Yeshli Rav. Esav is impressed only by big, by quantities, by multitudes. Like when Yaakov sent the gifts to Esav, he told him to spread out the herd, Eide Eide Levadoi. And Bederach Avoida, Eide Eide Levadoi means that Esav is only impressed if he sees very big amounts. But Yaakov is even in this life, even for the bechin of pachim ketanim. He put himself in danger even for pachim ketanim. A yid has to put himself has to push himself to the limits, even for the smallest of mitzvah, even for the tiniest mitzvah, realizing that even the tiniest mitzvah contains so much. That's not the whole ness of Hanukkah. It was a pach katan, but it was enough for so many days. It was so much more than they thought it was. That's every bit of ruchnis. Every bit of ruchnis is so much more than it seems at first. And then it's mamshach, and it flourishes, and it flourishes, and it flourishes. From every bit of ruchnis, it flourishes so far. That was the chilek between Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, that's why Yaakov had to buy the Bechoira from Esav. Because the Bechoira are the ones who are supposed to be doing avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi says there. And Yaakov says, how can Esav do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? Why not? The Teretz says, because that's the Nekuda. The Beis HaMikdash has to be Megala v'echad Amar v'echad Hamamit, who will not Shechav in Nibbul HaShemayim. The Beis HaMikdash has to be Megala, that you can be satisfied from a pull, from a tiny piece. The Beis HaMikdash has to be Megala, that you can run up with Hislavus even for a Trumas Hadeshim. But Esav is only impressed with the HD Rav. Therefore, it's lomatim. It's below Esav's dignity, so to speak, to serve the Beis HaMikdash. He wouldn't know what you want from his life. Flower offerings. He wouldn't know what you want from his life. Therefore, Yaakov had to take away the bechorah from Esav, because Yaakov understands, yes, what pachim ketanim are. Yaakov, yes, understands the importance of even small areas of avodas Hashem. And therefore, that's why he bought the bechorah, because he had to be the one to do avodah in the Mishkan. With this, we can come back and we can understand. Number one, the chiluk between Yisroel and Mishpotim. We said that Yisroel is godless amoichim, Kabbalah satayra, ponim beponim. Mishpotim is, so to speak, keil on a certain degree. In contrast, that Yisroel is like katnas amoichim. In between, we have the Mizbeach Adama. The Mizbeach is the one that teaches us this inyan. There's no come down, chas v'shalom, from Yisroel to Mishpotim al pi emes. Chas v'chalila, even dinim ben adam l'chaveroi, every Tosfos and every Rashi and every word of Gemara, fakeret, in Hilchos Nezikin, which seem the most mundane of halachas, where that's where we see all the lomdus is. In the same way as the pachim ketanim lasted much longer and there was much more to them than they thought, same too, say the Nezikin, which seems ben adam l'chaveroi, that's where the ikah lomdus, that's where the ikah chachma of Torah lies. The ikah chachma of Torah lies in a place where you least expect it. So Mamela, between Yisrael and Mishpatim, we have the parsha of the Mizbeach Adama. And the last pasuk in parsha's Yisrael is V'leisal b'malas al Mizbechi. And the Svarim explain V'leisal b'malas, a person mustn't jump malas, a person mustn't jump. So Semes brings it down. A person mustn't jump beyond Dargas, beyond where he's capable of going. That's mamish the lesson that we're learning. Where are you going? Why are you jumping? Be happy with what you have. Be happy with the koichas and nefesh that you have, and with the ruchnis that can be contained in that koichas and nefesh that you have. That's mizbeach. That's bringing us from Pashas Yisroel to Pashas Mishpatim, and that's why Taka the mizbeach is in between. But this we can also understand why Taka at the end of Pashas Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and there he was zoicha, to these gevaltige geluyim. It's all the end of Parashat Mishpatim. You thought you're going down to Parashat Mishpatim? The person learns hard, the person learns and is satisfied, and is trying his best, and is learning even in Yonim, where he's not seeing Panim Bapanim Diba Hashem Amachim, and then you're Zoycha to Vayechasu Esolekim. This is the whole Yisod of Machtas HaShekel as well. Dafka, a half a shekel, Rabban Shalom was mitzavah. A Machtas HaShekel. The soid of a Machtas HaShekel is that every single one can accumulate. And it's every Machtas HaShekel accumulates, and every bit is Moise V'Hoylech. The whole Beis HaMikdash lived off these Machtas HaShekels. All the Korbanos Tomid that they bought, the Korbanos Tzibah that they bought, were all funded and financed from the Machtas HaShekel. Look what it accumulated to. He kept the Beis HaMikdash going. Kept the korbanos going. What did they buy with the machtes shekel korban? Because that's what we just said. What's mizbeach? Mizbeach. What's korban? To realize echad amarbe, echad amamit. The whole mizbeach was megala, the trumas adeshen, the pull, the food, the small amount of food that satisfied them. It was all megala that even small things, even a machtes shekel. That's why the machtes shekel was used to buy. It was used for the mizbeach to buy korbanos. And that explains why the Rabbanim Shalom had to show Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea Shel Eish. Why do you have to show Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea Shel Eish? But the answer is, because to show that even a Machzis HaShekel is Eish, even a Machzis HaShekel is fire, needs a slavus, even a Machzis HaShekel is a Himmelik, it's a Shemaimi, it's a heavenly thing. The Rabbanim Shalom showed him the value of even a Machzis HaShekel by showing him a Matbea Shel Eish. That's the word of Machzis HaShekel. And that's why, and that's the word that the Rabban Shalom Gemara Megillah that we said earlier, that the Rabban Shalom said to Haman that Russia, Klal Yisrael Kodamach, Kodamach Shikleim Shiklecha. Klal Yisrael take a Machzis HaShekel. Haman has 10,000. Oh, but whose is worth more? Who pays off more in the end? Who saves Klal Yisrael? It's a Machzis. The Machzis of Klal Yisrael is worth so much more than the 10,000 of Haman. And here we're coming to a Mordeka Haraya, to our whole Yisod, from Mamisha Gemara Mafreshes and Maseches Megillah. A Pela Vikazach and a Pacha Vikazach. But before we speak it out, we just have to bring Megillah and bring the story of Purim into our picture. With everything that we've said. And that's the whole Indian of Machzis HaShekel that begins Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh Mishnechnas Adar, Marabim Besimcha. What's the simcha of Chodesh Adar? The simcha of Chodesh Adar is that every single thing in Ruchni is so valuable for us. And even if a person hasn't got so far yet, and even if a person hasn't accumulated what he wants to accumulate, but a person's got to be besimcha. Atzvus is caused by a person feeling the whole time that he's not sameach b'chelkoi. Ezash osher ha-sameach b'chelkoi. Sameach, he's happy b'chelkoi. In Ruchnis as well, the Simcha of Adar is the Simcha of being happy. You're given a Machzis HaShekel. You've given all you've given is a Machzis HaShekel. But nevertheless, you're happy with that. Because a Machzis, a small amount, is also, it's a Matbea Shel Eish. That's how we fight Amalek. Amalek is Esav, is only pressed by big amounts. Esav deals in Haman deals with 10,000. And Klal Yisrael deal with a half. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael are the ones who come out, the happy ones. The Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Masimcha is where it's Nizgale that the half of Klal Yisrael is worth more than Haman's 10,000. That's the whole Simcha. That's the Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Masimcha. And the Peladika Gemara now, the Gemara in Megillah relates, tells us that when Achashverosh commanded Haman, when Achashverosh commanded Haman to take this horse, Mordechai should get up on the horse, and Haman has to ride Mordechai through the town and say and yell, "Kocha Yosef Isha Shalmel Chobit Bikori." So Haman, who's down faced, he went to pick up Mordechai. Where was Mordechai? Mordechai was giving a share. What was he doing? Says the Gemara Megillah Daf Tezai and Amud Aleph. Ashkechei the Yosef Rabban Kamei Mochel Hilchas Mechil Mochel Hilchas Kmitza. He was showing them Hilchas Kmitza. What's Hilchas Kmitza? A flower offering. The Marsha offering says. And he was showing them how you bring up a flower offering. What's a flower offering? You've got to do Kmitza. You've got to bend the three middle fingers. You've got to fill them with flour and take the three middle fingers. So Mordechai was showing them how to do it. Mordechai had his hands with soilus, with flour. And Haman sees how the tables have turned. Haman sees how Mordechai is coming out on top and he's underneath. What did Haman say? So Haman asked Mordechai, "What are you doing? What is this? What you doing?" Om Rolei, Bismanshu Bismiglish Kain, Manda Menadav Mincha. Whoever's Menadav a flower offering, Maisi Malei Kumtei the Sultan. I think the Mashal that says Tomar Korban Oni. Whoever's Menadav a Mincha, so it's Maisi Malei Kumtei the Sultan brings a Malei Koymetz of Soilus and Maschape. Oh, Malahu, listen to this line, answers Haman. So when he hears that, what's Mordechai doing? Mordechai is showing them how you fill up three fingers with flour. Haman said to them, Osa Malay Kumsa Kimcha Didaichu. The Malay Kumsa, the fingers full of Kemach, by you, comes Vidochi and pushes off, Asora Alfe Kikra Kaspa Didi, throws off my 10,000 Kikri Kesef. Unbelievable Gemara, which is Mamish the Nakuda that was saying. Haman realized now the idea that Klal Yisrael's Soiles, the poor man's korban, the flower, is worth more than his 10,000 Kikrei Kesef. And that's Mamish the Mechias Amalek that we have in Chodesh Adar. Person has to realize that the biggest Mechshel in Avodas Hashem is Haman, who's Ashikorcho. is coming out, Dveikus is coming out, Slavas, even in the small things. And therefore the whole Indian of Megillas Esther and the whole Indian of Megillas Esther is the beginning. You see the wealth of Achashverosh, you see the wealth of Haman, and you see Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael. But at the end of the Megillah is Mordechai HaMelech, is Godol. Mordechai HaMelech becomes big. Mordechai becomes like a Melech. Mordechai HaYehudi becomes like a Melech. And that's how the Megillah ends. In the same Indian, we have to realize that the same Indian in the same Avodah of Chodesh Adar is this Avodah. And that's why Taka Chodesh Adar, that's why the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel and Shabbos Kolim that precedes Chodesh Adar comes before Chodesh Adar, because it's the Machzis HaShekel, it's the chizuk that even a half, but everything that he does, even a half, is so valuable, is so much more than the multitudes. And the person's got to be happy, the person's got to be Semech B'chelke B'ruchnias in everything he does. When a person gets up in the morning and he washes Nagel, he has to be happy with mitzvahs until he dies. He has to jump for joy that he's a yid and he can be mekayim Torah mitzvahs properly. And he also has to jump for joy that he's mekayim, puts on his tzitzis, puts on his tefillin, puts on his talis, goes to shul, says berachas haTorah, recites Krishma, so many mitzvahs. And each mitzvah on its own is so big that a yid has to be so happy with it, and a yid has to be happy with every mishnah he learns and every word of Gemara that he learns and every pasuk of Tanakh that he learns. A yid's got to be happy, and then a yid accumulates and accumulates and accumulates because he's besimcha, and that's the ikum. So that's the kesher between Yisrael Mishpatim and the Mizbeach in between, and Shabbos Kolim that's Chal in Parshas Mishpatim, because Parshas Mishpatim is, like we said earlier, like the come down after the big Giluim of Yisrael. Or Shabbos Kolim tells us no such thing as a come down. Even the Mechtes HaShekel is really Matbea Shel Eish. Everything is Eish. Kikoy Dvarek Eish Namashem. The whole Torah Kedusha is Kuloi Eish. And that's why we have to be mechazak ourselves in Mishnechus Adar, to be marva b'simcha, mishuzerchem, mishashem, to mechias amalik, from here of Yemenu, amen.